Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, fellow gamers out there. Welcome to the Video Gamers Podcast. We are three dads who are lifelong gamers, and this is a special Hijack a Host episode. We had a Patreon supporter who went legendary, which means they get to pick a game, and they are forcing one of us to play it. We're going to find out who and what in just a couple minutes. I am your host, Paul, and joining me, he is the birthday boy. He doesn't look a day over 51. It's Josh.
Oh, you sucker. Hey, just because I'm bald and I have gray in my beard does not mean I'm 50, okay? 40s are the new 30s, guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very nice. And joining Josh and me, for the first time ever, he has the information. Oh. He has the power. He's going to be able to tell us who has to play what in a couple moments here. It's Ryan.
I have the power!
That's a good He-Man right there, Ryan.
My wife's going to be like, what the heck was that?
I can still hear the music in my head right after that.
Skeletor!
Yeah.
Oh, I never watched He-Man. I feel left out.
Yeah, that's because we're not 51, Paul.
Oh, dude. Okay, I'm not 51 either. Thank you very much. Also, did you ever watch Thundercats? Thundercats? He-Man?
Come no. on. Oh,
Thundercats was the greatest cartoon ever made.
Did you guys like your black and white TV?
Okay. You know, I don't like the way this is going. Before we started recording, Paul changed his position on
our video call, which threw us off.
3 years of seeing Paul in the top right corner of my screen, and then all of a sudden he's in the bottom, and then he's moving himself around, and there's a little bit of chaos going on.
A little bit of pre-recording shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Now, Ryan, since Josh is the birthday boy, should we not bring up the fact that he signed up for Ubisoft Plus, or should we let that one go?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Are we getting this out there? Because you know what? I got no
shame.
We
have to address it.
I got no shame, guys. All right. So, you know, on this show, there's two things that we're critical of on this podcast. Okay.
Sure.
One of them is Star Citizen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have said, hey, we've covered it many times, and we've said, hey, Star Citizen, probably never going to release, never going to be what people think. Maybe it's a scam with how much money they're soaking out of these people and stuff like that. And then the other one that we do is we slam Ubisoft for basically never being creative and just rehashing the same game over and over with slightly different skins.
Mm-hmm. So I would probably throw Battlefield 2042 in the mix also.
That's true. Yeah. But yeah, but I mean, we're not crazy. We're not playing that game again. So
yeah.
I, in the last 2 weeks, got invited to play Star Citizen by one of our listeners who very graciously said, I will put my money where my mouth is. I will gift you a copy of this game and I want you to play it so that you guys can see firsthand. You can judge for yourself. And I said, that's a fair offer. I accept. And then I started playing Star Citizen and I went, it's all real. It's a real game. And the technology is incredible.
No, and, guys, it's a 2-year-old build.
And then I started spitting
all the problems aren't really that bad.
Started spitting some facts to Paul about upcoming development on Star Citizen. And Paul just went, we've lost Josh to the cult.
Yep. That's exactly what I said.
And then I said, all right, forget you guys. I'll be over here playing Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, which just released, which is very good, by the way. But maybe I had a public monologue with my two amigos about I really wanted to play the game, but it didn't release until the 18th, but the deluxe copy came out on the 15th. Was it worth paying the extra $10 for? And then lo and behold, I, the cheapskate that I am, found out that you can play Prince of Persia 3 days early if you signed up for Ubisoft Plus, which was $17.99. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play Prince of Persia for more than a few weeks anyway. So what did I do? The frugal economic thing, and I signed up for Ubisoft Plus so that I could play this game and save the podcast some money. And what happened? I get mercilessly mocked by my best friends who say, Josh has fallen into the Ubisoft Kool-Aid and we've lost him to the Star Citizen cult. And to you both, I say, so?
Good day, sir.
Josh is not debating the facts. Yeah, he just says so. Now, I did watch screen sharing of Star Citizen. I watched for about 15 minutes. I saw you crash twice and walk into a wall, and I know you were not even on a mission. This was you and Distratori walking around the ship, talking about how cool the warp drive looked, and I had to log out, and I was like, Josh, I know I watched the wrong 15 minutes, but that did nothing to convince me of anything other than this game is a buggy mess.
There are some bugs. I once spawned in without a head.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Legitimately without a head. I thought it was just a graphical glitch until I was flying my ship around. And you got to understand, this is a very complicated game that I know nothing about. And I'm flying my ship around and my ship is not giving me any velocity, no altitude. There's this weird targeting reticle that I notice on my screen. And I will say the community is super helpful. So I just said, hey, why isn't this working? And they said, do you see a blue targeting thing on your screen? And I went, yeah. And they said, did you spawn in without a head? And I went, And they said, yeah, you need to relog. And then I just laughed. But, oh, man.
Yeah. It's a good test alpha.
Pre-alpha. I mean, not to get into a Star Citizen, but I will say the technology is incredible. The game is incredible. Yeah. It's buggy as anything. Is it ready? It's not ready. But when it is, man, it might be something really special.
Paul, it's like Godfather. It's like, what'd you do to my boy?
Also, did you guys know that now that I have Ubisoft Plus, I get access to over 100 games in the Ubisoft library, guys?
Oh my god.
Is it the same four games posted 25 times each? Oh, <man. laughs> 'Cause that's all you're getting.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe we're this derailed. Minutes in. Yeah, we actually are here for a different game. All right. Actually, we still have more housekeeping. Josh, I think you're going to read one or two reviews people have left the show. We haven't done this in forever. We got to get to it.
Hey, I will say to everybody that has left us a review, thank you so much. It is truly one of the best ways that you can help the podcast. If you haven't taken a time to leave us a review, it only takes 30 seconds. Please do that. It really does help us out a lot. If you don't use Apple, you can still rate us on Spotify, which is just as helpful there. Those are the two biggest platforms, so those are the ones that matter. But I do have a lot of reviews. I'm only going to read two since somebody went off on a tangent to start off this episode. So, all right, this first one comes in from your fave Carson Wentz lookalike, and it is titled Expand Your Library. And it says, getting sick of playing the same game, wondering what to play next, lost on what to spend that Christmas gift card on, look no further than this podcast. The wide spread of different genres they talk about and detailed explanations of games they go over will get you out of your comfort zone and into games you never thought you'd love. This podcast is great for your ears, but bad for your wallet. Thanks for all the info and entertainment you give.
Well, it doesn't have to be bad on your wallet. Just sign up for Ubisoft Plus, enter code Josh, and you just have to pay $15 a month. what a great review. Did you say their name was Carson Wentz lookalike?
Your favorite Carson Wentz lookalike.
Oh, so we got an NFL fan, huh? Very nice.
All right. And then this other one comes in from our good friend Sleepy Dude 24 from Down Under in Australia. I butcher that accent every single time. And yet, you know what? Our Australian listeners stick around. And that just is a testament to how amazing you all are.
They're not sick at all of Americans doing the Australian accent.
Crikey.
Never gets old. Okay.
I apologize for nothing. All right. And it's titled a knife. Amazing.
Got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
It's titled Amazing, and it says, love this podcast. This is my main source of gaming knowledge. 100% recommend for young gamers.
Nice.
What about and older gamers? I'm just going to throw that in there on top of that part. But
we're for all the people.
Yeah. Yes.
No all age discrimination here.
No, not at all. Well, very nice. I'm glad we're able to read some reviews. It's definitely been a minute. On top of rating us 5 stars and leaving a review, you can also help support what we do through Patreon. You can check that out at multiplayersquad.com. Support starts at $5 a month. You get perks like bonus episodes, all kinds of stuff. Make sure to check it out. And then we better at least cover some of this episode before we hit our first ad break, guys. All right. Brief history of Hijack a Host, because I couldn't quite remember the order. So whenever someone goes legendary, they pick a game and a person who has to play it. Most recently, my mom, Yaya Arizona, picked me to play Fortnite. Before that, Morgow picked Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed for Ryan. That deep dive is going to release a week from today. And before that, Kitaclysm selected Endless Dungeon for Ryan. Now, Ryan, since you know the game and the person, we know it's not you. It's going to be either me or Josh. So, Josh, is there anything that you're like fearful of when you think you might get picked? Is there a certain genre or type of game you don't want to play? Like you don't want to do a simulation game or you don't want to do a remake? Is there anything you're scared of?
I mean, there's not much in gaming that I'm scared of. At some point, I do feel like there's going to be somebody that's going to make me play a genre that I normally would not gravitate towards, like Animal Crossing or Doki Doki Literature Club or something just really out there that is completely off of my radar. I will say that this Hijack a Host is courtesy of Jwaf, who I have actually gamed with before. He played Endless Dungeon with me for a little while. And I've known him through another love of fantasy football. So a server that we're both on there as well. And so there is a part of me that's like, maybe Jwaf is going to pick me for this because we do know each other a little bit. And then I'm like, man, Jwaf's the kind of guy that would troll me on purpose. And then I think, what would I dread? And I don't know that there's anything I would dread, to be honest. Like, don't make me play Elite Dangerous. Like, don't make me play anything that I already know I hate. But yeah. Other than that, I'm kind of open. Like, I love trying new games. Like, I love trying new genres and stuff like that. I mean, so I'm not sure there's anything that scares me.
That's good. That's probably the right mentality to have. Yeah, like, we don't want anyone to pick Forspoken, like a game that we already played and beat.
We hate that game. Yeah.
And hate it. Yeah. All right. Well, Ryan, I believe you told me before we started recording that you were going to tell us the person who has to play the game first. Is that how we're going to do this?
I think that's a good way to do it.
Okay. And all right. Well, let's hear all about it. Who is going to have to play whatever game selected by Jwaf?
I'm telling you guys, I really enjoy this.
I'm not in this position often.
Yeah. You know, I have, like I said, I have the power. This is great.
It.
So this actually was one person, and then it got switched to another person based on a leaderboard. So, so a little bit of kind of spiciness in there. The game that the person, not the game that the person has to play, but the person who has to play the game is going to be, insert drum roll here. Josh.
Yeah, all right, okay. I kind of figured, man. My spidey sense was tingling. But wait, so did it really start with Paul?
It actually did start with Paul. Wow. So based on your top 10, Jwaf changed from Paul to you. And look, Josh is pulling up his top 10
right
now.
I'm looking right now. You're darn right I'm looking right now.
He's like, okay, what is this going to be?
My top 10 is perfect. It's perfection. Yeah, I don't know.
There's EverQuest in there, so I don't know, but
So what would Paul have? Don't tell me. Oh my goodness. It better not be. No. It better not be Stardew Valley. It can't be Stardew Valley. I've played Stardew Valley already.
I can like feel the panic through him, Paul. Do you feel it?
I'm looking at Paul's top 10, I'm looking at my top 10. They're very similar, by the way.
Also, to be known, in the Discord, everyone, you can get a hop on into our Discord. Absolutely free. Awesome content. A lot of cool people on there. But Dwarf's been on there constantly saying the victim. Over and over as well. Yeah, he has been saying the victim.
No. The victim.
Not the pick, not the selection, the victim.
Now, I do have to tell you, Josh, Ryan might have shared this with me about 20 minutes ago.
All right.
I did know. I did know it was you. But there's a reason why. All right. And it's because Ryan and I have a little something prepared to see if you're going to be able
to guess the game.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But it is that time. We got to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, we are back. Now, Ryan, before we start our little game here with Josh, were there any general facts that you want to share about what Dwarf picked?
Without giving it away. That's the tough part.
Without giving it away. Like, why did he choose this game?
Ooh, okay. So, that's to do it without giving it away. I remember Josh doing like the live.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it?
Okay, so I'm gonna do it in honor of Josh. I'm gonna try to do it as well.
Please mess this up, Ryan. Live, please mess this up.
Okay, it is my childhood love, so I appreciate all the references. It doesn't reinvent the wheel. And it's a fun, simple 3D platformer that's a nice little remake of my favorite game on the GameCube era. Mileage will definitely vary from people who didn't grow up with said game, but I'm curious to see if nostalgia goggles are blinding me. Offers enough level of variety and feels just as enough, Oh my gosh, that's a lot harder than I thought, Josh.
Yeah. Right?
It's a remake of a game on GameCube.
Oh my goodness. I don't even honestly remember where I was. You know what, Josh? You did a lot better than that was really good.
Oh man.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so wait a minute. All right, so we know it's a 3D platformer,
mm-hmm.
a remake of a game on GameCube.
So we're talking a game that's like 20 years old. This is going back away.
Platformer? Is it a Castlevania game?
Now, you and I loved GameCube. All three of us did, actually. Yeah. All three of us GameCube, loved the GameCube era.
Mountain of GameCube. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like a remake of something that was on GameCube, that to me sounds pretty promising.
I mean, I'll be honest. There is worse combinations that I've heard in my life. And I liked GameCube, and I I enjoy platformers. I'm playing Prince of Persia right now, and I'm just enamored of it because the platforming sections in that game are really good. I love a good challenge, man. So I'm kind of getting excited a little bit for what this is, even though I still have no idea. I'm racking the really cobwebby, like dusty recesses of my memory to go back to my GameCube days. And I am at a loss, man.
So Ryan and I have a couple of hints that we're going to give you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we'll just kind of read one or two each and then give you a chance to maybe make a guess.
Okay.
So these are not like full sentences. These are just like one word or a short phrase to see if it maybe helps you out.
Now, do I know this game? Like, or is this like, maybe it's a game that I haven't heard of?
I think it is safe to say that even if you do not know this particular entry, you definitely will be familiar.
Okay.
So this is not like you trying to guess something you won't know.
Okay. Okay. There we go.
You'll you'll be able to know it.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Ryan, what's your first hint?
This is going to go so bad.
Fruit.
Root?
No, fruit. Fruit.
Fruit.
Yes, fruit.
Okay. My, I'm going to say restaurant.
Donkey I'm going to say, I'm going to say Texas.
What?
I'm going to say butterflies. Let's just keep going. Josh, you interrupt us when you have a guess.
What are these words?
I'm going to say mean boss.
Wait, what was, wait, what did Ryan say?
Mean boss. Mean boss. Keep going, Paul.
Sandy.
It's SpongeBob. Is it SpongeBob? Sandy the squirrel. It's got to be a SpongeBob game.
Yeah, I think you got it, Josh.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. The Sandy gave it away.
Yeah, I was like, mean boss, Texas, like butterflies, like none of this stuff is going together, man. And then Sandy, I had to get a character. So is it, which SpongeBob game is it?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
To be fair, I have never in my life played a SpongeBob game.
What? I have not either.
And I love SpongeBob the cartoon. Like, so, legitimately, like, there was a while where people were saying, hey, don't let your kids watch SpongeBob because, like, science has figured out it's bad for their brain. And I was just like, I don't care. SpongeBob is great. I'm going to watch it. So, yeah. And my kids can watch it with me.
I can't, every time I see a clip, I'm like, yep, SpongeBob. Can't hide it. But yeah, SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated.
Rehydrate is that like a remaster?
That's exactly what it is.
Like SpongeBob had dried out, and we're trying to like re-moisten him now.
So basically, the skinny is because of your top 10. Dwarf saw that you were a big fan of Super Mario 64, and this is a platformer that is similar and has kind of a similar gameplay type, but it's SpongeBob. So that's why he changed to you.
Okay, I'm kind of pumped, guys. I've never played a SpongeBob. I really am. I've never played a SpongeBob game in my life. I love like comedy and funny things, which if there's a SpongeBob game, there has to be some of that in there. And I'm, like I said, I'm kind of having fun with platformers right now. So this is hitting on a lot of cylinders for me, for somebody that knows absolutely nothing about this game so far.
So there is something very funny about this, because this game was not well received when it came out.
Oh boy.
But
I take everything I said back.
It has developed a huge cult following over the years. People have been begging for a remake, and so that's why it came out. Now, I will say, I asked my son James if he's ever played this. I didn't really give a lot of context. I just said, hey, have you played Battle for Bikini Bottom? And he said, you mean that terrible SpongeBob game with the bad controls? And I went, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That's not the best sign. But Joff loved it. So this is like the test, right? Like, does Joff love it because he played it back when he was, I don't know, maybe like a preteen? I'm not sure how old he is. Or does it hold up? And I'll be curious to see.
I am very curious, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This is why I absolutely love what we do with these episodes. There is not an alternate universe that exists where I would be scrolling through Steam or my library or whatever and then seeing this game and going, "You know what? Let me pick that up, guys. I'm going to pick up SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated." But
it's not on your wish list.
Yeah, but now, like, I get to experience something that I would not have before. And this game might suck, but if it does, at least I still got to experience it. And so that's why I absolutely love this. We get to play games that we would not play. I love the fact that our listeners, who get to be part of this podcast with us and are here talking about video games with us, you know what I mean? Even if they're not talking like live, but it's like, I love the fact that they get to have input and say, I think you might like this, or I want to see, like, you know, do me a favor. Tell me if this is just my own nostalgia, or is this game really got something to it? So I don't know. Every time, even if it's me and this game sucks, I like the process. It's fun to be able to do this.
Oh, for sure. And it's relatively short. It's 9 hours on average to beat. So it's not
you,
that.
Joff.
It's not a lot of heavy lifting.
My new favorite. Unless this game's really terrible, and then you'll be mid because you'll be my favorite, but then you'll be the worst, so you'll just kind of fall in the middle.
Like, no shade at Pillars of Eternity 2 or Monster Hunter World or Monster Hunter Rise, whichever one we played. Those are like enormous games that are really hard to like fully experience in only 2 weeks. This one here, Josh, you're not going to have any problem getting enough time in SpongeBob.
Okay, so wait a minute. I see what you guys are doing is you're trying to like motivate me to finish a game finally.
I would love for you to finish this game. I watched a lot of footage, including the final battles.
I will say if I do not finish a 7-hour game, I'm going to be very disappointed in myself at this point. So,
well, you might play through multiple times, Josh, because this is a very popular speedrunning game.
Oh, ooh. Well, I have never speedrun anything in my life.
So the game's only single player. So Ryan and I do not have to hop in. There is technically a multiplayer mode, but it's only an endless wave of hordes kind of multiplayer.
Okay.
Ryan, do you think you're going to pick this one up, or do you think you're just going to let Josh play?
What?
And it's 30 bucks.
I know. That's the one thing that's like a little... If it was, you know, maybe 10 bucks or something, I'll have to look on some other sites if I can get it for maybe a little bit cheaper. But I'll tell you what. Looking up you and I came up with this idea to just give him the hints, I was like, best SpongeBob scenes, and it was a compilation, and it was just playing through them all. And I was just jotting down different ones that made me laugh for hints. And just watching that brought me back to SpongeBob and why I loved it as a kid and why it was so hilarious. And, you know, there is obviously a lot of innuendos and other stuff for adults, too. So it still makes it funny for grown-ups. But I don't know. I was kind of almost getting excited myself. Like, you know, I watched a lot of gameplay. Maybe I would like to play this game, but... Yeah, if I can get it for a little cheaper, I might jump in. I am a little disappointed as far as the co-op. I know I read a lot about that. A lot of people were, I guess you would say, misled on how much co-op there actually is. It's not the main game. It's just this little kind of side a la, like, zombies, COD zombies, like, just waves of enemies just keep coming at you. So, I don't know. It's up in the air. We'll see.
Now, have you watched video on this? Have either of you watched?
I watched a ton.
Yep.
I still don't know what this game is. I mean, 3D platformer, but is there fighting? Like, is it just pure platforming, like a la Mario? I don't know what the game is.
It's pretty much Mario with a SpongeBob skin is kind of what it looks like to me in my limited time watching. Would you say the same, Ryan?
Yeah, I would say the same. And then a lot of the things I was reading, a lot of people were commenting the same thing. You know, you have to capture these, you know, certain items and stuff and bring them back. So. Yeah, I'll, you know, Mario 64 from your top 10, Josh. So that's what got you.
It's got the voice actors. So, you know, almost all of them do their own voices for the game.
I did read they didn't get Krabs, though.
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
They must not have offered enough money because he's a pretty well-known actor.
How are you the one person that's like, nah, man, I don't want to give my voice.
He wants the money. It's Krabs.
But we've got everybody else. And it's like, yeah, but not me.
To be fair, that guy is in a lot of movies and TV shows, so I'm guessing he was probably maybe just like already booked. I think it's fair to say I'm not going to buy this one. I am okay hearing back from Josh. I got my fill of Fortnite and Ghostbusters, and I think I'll take a little bit of time off, if that makes sense. But, oh man, I love SpongeBob. I love watching it with my kids. I think it's one that I would enjoy the humor, but I don't know that the gameplay is totally up my alley is the only thing. All right, well, Ryan, I think you have a couple of community reviews people have left this game. I'm curious to see what the people say.
I do. So I got a few here. We always like to give some positives, some negatives, kind of give hours on the game, kind of see what people are thinking. So I have this one. It is recommended with 9.5 hours on record.
So 5 hours. The game.
Yeah, 5 hours. Yeah, exactly right. Beat the game and then some. Yeah. 5 hours at the review, so that's probably when they beat it. Whoever designed the rolling ball puzzle will not see the light of heaven. Positive review.
Okay, so there's puzzles in this game then.
So there's okay. Well, I thought that one was hilarious. We have another one. Recommended 12.2 hours on record. Very fun game with very fun puzzles and gameplay to solve. Game has a good replayability and great graphics. I've always been a fan of SpongeBob games my whole life, and I've enjoyed this game a lot. If you're bored, this game will cure it.
Okay, okay. So I keep forgetting that you said 3D platformer too. In my mind, I'm thinking this is a 2D platformer.
No.
But this, and then you did mention Mario 64, which I loved. Yeah. So if you're giving me Mario 64, but with a SpongeBob skin, I'm kind of liking that. Now, it's not the same because nobody, I never heard about this game and I heard a lot about Mario 64. So yeah, I'm tempering expectations here also.
Did you ever play Spyro?
Yes.
It gives me some Mario/Spyro vibes.
Spyro vibes, yeah. That's a good comparison.
Like, but not as in-depth as like Banjo-Kazooie with like the stages and stuff. I don't know.
I don't know if you remember, but I haven't really played Banjo-Kazooie, so I don't really know.
No, okay. That was... I played it with Paul's wife, Nikki. So
there you go.
All right. Okay. This is the last recommended one here. 7.6 hours on record. Another great one. Got this from my 8-year-old autistic son. He has never been so quiet.
That's a good sign. So that's a good sign, man.
If it can keep his son quiet, then, you know, Josh's game ADD, I was thinking.
That's why I'm saying this is very true, because my family knows when I'm really into a game, when I don't go out there and bother them every, like, 15 minutes. You know? And that's when they're like, he must really be into his game. So if I'm glued in here, that's a good sign.
Okay, so then we got so this one is not recommended. 0.4 hours on record. And the review says no. So there you heard it here
just
first, folks.
Noped out of there. 0.4 hours,
they
man.
Said nope.
Yep.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
The next one is, let's see here. We got another one, not recommended, 14.7 hours on record.
I beat this game twice, and I'm saying no.
I know, right? Yes. It was 6.8 hours at the time of review, but then they, I guess, went back and played more. But not sure what the audience is for this game. Gameplay mechanics is unrefined. Some tasks can be too difficult for casual/kid gamers as well. Won't recommend this game unless you are just a diehard fan of SpongeBob.
Okay. I mean, I do like SpongeBob. I wouldn't say I'm a diehard fan.
I would say them saying it's a little bit too hard for casual players actually bodes well for you, Josh.
That is a plus. Give you
a little bit of... Yeah, I did see some other reviews. There was a few that said this game's too hard, you know, which kind of made me laugh, but I'd be interested to see on what made it too hard. This is the last one. This is kind of a not recommended, but it's also recommended, so... 6.5 hours on record. What are you doing here? Stop trying to find some reason why this game's or why not to play this game. 11 out of 10. Play this game.
All right.
They broke the scoring system.
They broke the scoring system on there.
All right. I think that's pretty interesting. I would not be shocked if Josh comes back and has it dead last on his leaderboard. And I wouldn't be shocked if Josh comes in kind of like Fortnite and is like, you know what? Actually, I kind of enjoyed all my time and I never hated it. And it's pretty high up. I did finally update our leaderboards, by the way. So it is finally up to speed. It does include Fortnite, the last deep dive. If our listeners don't know, you can go to videogamerspod.com. We have a deep dive of everything that we cover on the show. We like to play this game where we just sort of predict where we think it's going to fall. Last time when we kind of guessed for Fortnite, we all guessed lower than we actually thought. It came out a little bit above. So, Josh, looking at you, you've got the longest leaderboard now. You've got 106 games now. Jeez. Where do you think Battle for Bikini Bottom is going to finish?
Oh, man. this, I can tell you right now, this game's either going to click with me and I'm going to really enjoy it for what it is, like the silliness of SpongeBob and a harken to the old school GameCube 3D platformer type games. If I can appreciate that and I think it hits it, I'm probably going to like this game a lot more than people would think. That being said, if it doesn't age well, and now it's like we've come a long way since the days of the GameCube, there's a reason that like gaming has evolved, then it's just going to feel like a little bit of like a chore at that point. So I don't really see this being in the middle as to say that. So I am going to guess that my love of SpongeBob is not going to overcome the older gameplay, and so I'm gonna put it right above Torchlight 2, which is 78. Okay. So I'm gonna say I think it's gonna be right there with like these older games that just maybe don't age that well. I would love to be, you know, obviously pleasantly surprised on this, but for if I'm guessing where I think it's gonna land, that's my guess.
Just for kicks, Ryan, do you want to guess where Josh is gonna put it?
I would say he's probably pretty dang spot on. Yeah, I would say probably 70s. No, he's got to have it above humanity, right?
Your hatred for humanity keeps cracking me up.
I'm with Ryan a little bit. Like, it's the
you got to have more fun on this than humanity.
Yeah, that's what I. Okay, so you might be right. So.
68.
Okay, 68 for Ryan.
All right, 68 for Ryan. I'm going to go the other direction. I'm not saying that I think the game is going to be bad. I think people who buy this remake are because they loved the original. If you never played the original, I think the game is going to miss more than it hits. I think for Josh, it's going to be around 92. Ooh, I'm going to put this near the remakes. I'm putting it next to like the Saints Row reboot, Gotham Knights, and 12 Minutes. And those are all games that Josh disliked.
Those were all bad games, yeah.
It's one saving grace is that Battle for Bikini Bottom's pretty short. So it won't be as big of a play as like Gotham Knights or something like that.
12 minutes was pretty short, but man, time can really drag when you're not enjoying it.
I love that game. I love it. I really enjoy 12 minutes. I liked that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up everything here for our pre-dive. Goodbye, everyone. I'll remember you all in therapy. Happy birthday to Josh once again, and also to all of our listeners. Please remember to rate our show 5 stars, leave a written review so we can read it on the show, and sign up for Patreon at multiplayersquad.com. Also, make sure to come back and check out the full deep dive. We're going to cover that in about 2 weeks, more or less. Sometimes we give it a little more time if needed. And also make sure to check out all of our episodes along the way. Until next time, happy gaming.
Happy birthday, Josh, and the Krusty Krab will be mine!
Oh, man. All right, see everybody.